Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Conversations with Spirit with your host, Matthew James. In today's show, you can contact Matthew by calling 760-283-4611 or prefix 001-760-283-4611 or connect on Skype for free. And now, here's your host, Matthew James.
Welcome again to Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. I am your host, Matthew James. For me, it's 6:05 in the morning again. And I am sort of doing the show completely on my own today. I've got a wonderful guest who I will be introducing very shortly. But as far as the show hosting goes, as far as organising the music and the callers and all the background things, I'm now completely on my own because I was speaking to Mike about 15 minutes, and Mike, being Mike Spirit, who is the founder of Mike Spirit FM, he said, "Oh, you're doing it yourself tonight. I'm dropping you in at the deep end." So I have no fallback. I am completely on my own if there are any technical issues. Just to let everybody know, we are having some problems with the chat room. There is a current issue with the chat room. There is a note here on the Blog Talk Radio. So I'll put the chat room up as soon as I can. We've got a fantastic host. She's actually currently online with me. She's She's in the background. She's in the guest chair, so to speak. She's all the way from Texas, so I'll be introducing my guest very shortly. But I just first want to just introduce myself a little bit to any new callers that we actually have, because I am Matthew James. I've been a medium and clairvoyant, professional medium clairvoyant, for around 25, 26 years. I do have a website. It's www.matthewjamesmedium.com. If anyone wants to go over there and have a look on the website, I do have a biography on there. I do have media, a media page. It is Matthew with two T's. I know a few people said, I've not been able to find your webpage. And I said, well, have you put two T's in the www dot? No, right, okay, it's two T's. I do have my own cards, the Light of Truth Oracle. They can be purchased via the webpage. I am on Facebook as well. I've got a public figure page, Matthew James Medium. I do Skype and phone readings for anybody in the US, anybody in the UK who does want a reading with me. Any of you callers who I will be bringing into the show very shortly, any extended readings that you do want with me, just feel free to come over and make contact with me. My apologies as well to anybody who is used to having your call screened beforehand. I've not done the screening. I'm going to be bringing people straight in cold. I don't know anybody's name, so I'm going to bring in area codes in. We do have a number of callers, so we will be doing live readings this evening. That is an integral part of the show. I also want to actually just let everybody know, anybody listening from Australia, from this side of the world, I'm planning to put a second show on this week. I think it's going to be Wednesday night. It's going to be 8 o'clock our time. I don't know time zone-wise what it's going to be for the rest of the world, but we are putting it out at about 8 o'clock Wednesday night, and I do have a guest from Auckland. I've got a good friend of mine. She's known as Polly on the circle, and I know we were going to have it's going to be more a discussion evening. It's going to be about psychic development. It's going to be about medium techniques. I am planning in the coming weeks to actually have a development group live. I'm going to actually do a development evening. I'm going to have some friends around, and we're going to do one of our development groups, and we're actually going to actually do it live on radio and get people to call in and actually join in. So we're going to be obviously trying to make connections with spirit. We're obviously going to be trying the odd medium technique, the odd psychic technique, just to do something completely new, something completely different. And it was just an idea that I had formulated. Mike asked me, do I want to do a second show? And I've gone, yeah, go on, I'll do a second show. So another quick plug of the webpage, it's www.matthewjamesmedium.com. And I'll apologise now to anybody listening when there's any technical issues. I might press the wrong button this evening. I might mute the wrong button. But I'm pretty sure that we will get through it this evening. Now, my special guest is Luna Green Man from Texas. Now, I haven't actually met Luna, but I do actually work alongside Luna, because we do actually both work on the Faulkner psychic line, the world's first ethical phone line, and it is phenomenal to actually have Luna here with us. It's my morning, and I'm pretty sure it's Luna's afternoon. Are you there, Luna?
I am here. Hello, nice to be here.
Hi, Luna. So what time in Texas is it, Luna?
It's 3:09 p.m.
So I know you've got your cup of tea in hand, and it's a wonderful afternoon for you, but it's really early morning for me, and I've still got a little bit of the early morning blues, but I'm pretty sure I will be fine. Do you want to let everybody know who Luna Green Man is, and also just mention where they can find you on the internet?
Absolutely. Okay. So I have been working with spirit my entire life, it's something that, since I was a very small child, was just my reality. I've had numerous spirit guides that have always worked with me and talked with me, and I've remembered past lives before I even could understand what the word past life meant. It just was my reality. And as I've gotten older, I've studied world history and sociology and all kinds of sciences to be able to really work with the knowledge that I've always had and help other people with this as well. So I do a lot of different things. I actually, in person, I teach the Faulkner Tarot. I also do nutrition, health counsel. I work with Ayurveda, which I've studied for many years. I do hypnotherapy, dream work, acupressure, basically several different kinds of holistic therapy. I work with biorhythms, and I've studied neurology for many years as well. So this goes into the dream work and your brain waves and everything else, and we can really balance out your life this way. I have, I'm a medium as well because I see, I do it a little bit differently. I see spirit as if it were physical. When I see my guides, most of the time they appear physical to me, just like another live human being in a body does. And I also see people's guides this way. A lot of time they do come to me. If not, it's more like a video, like I'm watching a movie or looking through a window. I see videos when I tune into people about their lives, past, present, future. You know, I can actually even translate myself in order to really feel what's going on and get inside the physical body to check out brain waves and the way that people are thinking, etc. So this has really helped a lot with my energy healing, which I do as well, to be able to really understand the human body and also the balance between the spiritual bodies, the emotional, mental, everything, to really understand the situation and a person and their life and what is best at that, you know, for them at that time to harmonize everything. So that's a little bit about me. I can be found on Faulkner Psychics nearly 24 hours a day. I'm online almost all of the time. I do have to sleep a little bit as I am human.
Yeah, but, I can appreciate that.
Yeah. and I love to sleep, but lately I've only gotten a couple hours because I'm totally devoting myself to Faulkner Psychics. And so I can be found there all of the time, and appointments can be made as well for any time that anyone worldwide can speak with. I work with people all over the world, in France, Germany, Israel, you know, the UK, Australia, everywhere. So it's been kind of a journey to try to learn new languages, but I love it. I'm totally into it, so it's great. Like I was saying to everybody,
we actually work alongside each other, even though we've never met. I mean, we are both on Faulkner Psychics, and I know why I was drawn to work with Rhiannon. I mean, Rhiannon's got an incredible energy, and her whole idea of the ethics of the phone line was something that I must admit it really appeals to me, because it's a side of the work that I find critical. You've got to have ethics in this industry. So, Luna, what was the reason why you joined Faulkner Psychics, just out of interest?
It's kind of a funny story. I actually found Rhiannon years ago. I was looking for my soul sister that I'd known my entire life that I was going to meet.
Okay. So, we have lost our guest. Our guest seems to have dropped out. Luna, are you still there? No. I shall commence battle plan A, and that is if I've got any technical issues, I will just carry on. But I will get Luna back. I know we've just Luna's just dropped out. So What do I do next? I will talk about myself a little bit. I don't know about anybody else, but this week has been one of those real busy weeks. The thing is with this radio show, I try and think what to talk about, and it's how to bring it in. I mean, I know it's been a really busy week for me. I've just literally been on the road for 7.5 hours prior to this evening. I got back last night. I was in Melbourne in Victoria, which is about a 7.5 hour drive for us. I did a wonderful expo in Melbourne on the Saturday and the Sunday, and I was doing readings, and I also did a live show, because that's very much part and parcel of Matthew James. I do live shows. I do a lot of stand-up work. You guys in America will know it as gallery readings. I do a lot of gallery readings. I also had 2 full-on days of party bookings. That was 40-minute readings. I think I had probably 20-odd clients in 2 days. I was phenomenally busy. And, I've had a hectic week. It's been an exciting week. I do work with spirit. I tend to call them spooks. It's just a joke that I actually have. Rather than call them dead people or people who have crossed over, they prefer me to call them spooks, because I don't know if anybody who's listening who's a medium has found out or found it themselves, but I find that spooks seem to think that we're the dead ones. They seem to think that we're the ones that have passed over. They are as live as we are, and they are as adamant as we are, but we are speaking to the other side, and we're speaking to deceased souls, and it's quite humorous. So I have this agreement that I call them spooks. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to put the first piece of music on, and I'm going to get our guest back. Now, we're going to be doing live readings probably in about another 10, 15 minutes. We do have a number of clients, readers, calls on at this moment in time, and we will try to get to each of you in turn. So I'll put our first piece of music on the for the show. I've got a theme this evening. All the songs are ballads by a favourite band of mine called the Scorpions. So I've got a number of relatively quiet ballads on this evening. I'm going to start doing some theme evenings or theme shows with music, just for a change, just to mix and match with the show. So what I'll do is I'll put the first piece of music on, and then we'll get ourselves back into the show. So here we go. We will be back shortly. Thank you. Okay, that's the first of the Scorpion songs this evening. That's When the Smoke is Going Down, which is off the Blackout album from about 1982-ish. I do believe I've got Luna back. We did have a little bit of a dropout with Skype. So you're back with us, Luna?
I am, yes. I apologize about that.
That's okay. Everybody who is regular listeners to this show know we have a lot of technical issues. There was actually one episode, Luna, where I was off the show for about 15 minutes because there'd been a hacker and I'd completely been thrown out of the show. So we do have these things on this show, and it's probably the dream that you were having this evening, which you were yesterday that you were telling me about, where there was all the spirit around you.
Right. Yes, it must be what it is. It's got to be.
I was a bit preempted that they're going to kick you off Skype.
Yep.
So you were telling us about how you got to work with Rhiannon.
Yes, and I think the last thing that I mentioned was that when she told me about this company that she was starting, that it was just like no question that this would work and that I would be totally devoted into the same, you know, journey. It just sickens me. There's a lot of people, companies, individuals that are really hurting the public. They're not helping. They're taking people's money, and they're just really not benefiting them. So one thing about Faulkner Psychics is not only do you not pay for your call is totally free. You call in on a free phone or toll-free number. You will never have a phone bill or any extra charges, nothing like that. If you only have a mobile or if you're somewhere else in the world, you know, I've received calls even from France who, you know, don't have the toll-free number. But if you message, then we can call you no matter where you're at to make sure that that call remains free. So all you're paying for is your reading. It would be just like being in person with your reader. You're just paying for your reading. So
that's right.
It's a really beautiful fantastic thing.
Service. Yeah, it is an awesome service because I know I've been one of the readers now for ever since it actually started. And what is fantastic is that you get either Rhiannon herself or her daughter Hannah calling you, and you have that personal connection with the switchboard, and they then transfer you on that call to your client, and it's up to you as the reader to actually time. It's a maximum of 30 minutes to call, and it is a fantastic scenario because I have worked on a very very commercial phone line in the past. And it is an electronic voice that calls you in, and it's very impersonal. So I love being on Faulkner Psychic. So I know I'm enjoying myself, and I'm sure you're enjoying yourself, Luna.
Absolutely. It's really helped us connect to so many people worldwide that otherwise we wouldn't be able to connect to, you know, and we can actually genuinely help people. We have members of our team with all kinds of different backgrounds, education and personal life, you know, as well as experience. Each one of us has a totally different way of working with spirit, you know, and some of us use tools, some of us don't, you know. Each one of us has a totally different energy, which allows us to really connect with many different kinds of people. And the full in-depth reading is 30 minutes, but unlike the other services, which are just computer operated, you're not going to get cut off before your reading is finished. You know, if you don't get your answer in that 30 minutes, it's not going to just hang up on you. You're going to get your answer. You're going to get what you call for and what you've paid for. And you're going to get someone on the other end of the line before you're connected to your reader that is absolutely compassionate. And then you can connect to the reader of your choice. We're actually offering a special for 10-minute readings as well. So if you're not sure which reader that, you know, you are connecting with, that you like their energy or you feel that they can answer your question. You know, because sometimes our questions, Spirit will work through everybody in kind of a different way. And sometimes it's easier to go with someone who maybe can tune into that energy a little bit more. Or sometimes you need several different, you know, aspects of it. Sometimes you may need to talk to three or four readers in order to really get the answers that you're looking for, just because of that. And so this, you know, we're offering this in order for people to really have a choice in the way that they communicate with their readers, the way they get their readings, in order to fully help people. And that's the most important thing. And every full in-depth reading, Rhiannon donates to the spiritual churches in Canada and Texas to help keep them running. These are small churches that otherwise would not be able to stay open, just because everything is just outrageous these days and costs so much. And these churches are benefiting the community in enormous ways, really similarly to the way that our phone line is, you know, allowing people the real help that they need without any kind of intermediary, greedy, money hungry, or, you know, just go type in psychic service anywhere and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right. Well, they charge a phenomenal amount.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. I know I had one client on this phone line that I used to deal with, and I know she ran up something in the region of about 250 English pounds in that one call. It was absolutely crazy. I was just thinking, this lady will not be able to afford that sort of money, but she told me that she needed the counselling, and I kept telling her that, look, the cost of this call, and she said, well, I have nowhere else to get this information from. And I felt so sorry for the lady when I knew that when her phone bill arrived that it was going to be that sort of cost. So it cuts that that commercial rip-off side out of it, does Spoken Psychics, because it's just one cost. You're paying for a 30-minute call. There's no hidden costs outside of that. It is fantastic.
It's wonderful, really, to know that you're not going to harm yourself more. I know that there's a lot of people who are grieving as well, and they want to communicate with their loved ones, and they need all kinds of counseling or just whatever it is. You know, I've been there myself, and you just don't know where to reach out to, and you just really need it, like you said. But it ends up harming you more, because the cost of the call is just so absolutely outrageous. And you're just hurting the rest of your life, and so you've got to deal with that afterwards. And you know, at that point the comfort and the counseling may not even help that much, because you've opened up a whole nother problem. But with Faulkner Psychics, we are making the opportunity to really clear out all of the problems that you're experiencing, all of the everything that you need can be worked out. You know, we're benefiting the clients and also everyone else, you know, the spiritual churches and larger communities of people, rather than taking from them and causing another problem.
That's right. Just to interrupt you, Luna, I'm just going to let everybody know who's actually listening in. The chat room is now available. The chat room has been opened, and there is now actually the chat room actually up and running. Now, Luna, are you ready for us to take our first call?
Sure, that would be great.
Now, the way that I'm actually doing it, for anybody who's listening, we've got a long queue of callers. We're going to spend probably about, say, 5 minutes, 10 minutes maximum with each person. The thing with the show, with it being internet radio, is that you can listen to your reading again after the show. I mean, you follow the same link that you're listening to the show after the show, you can actually download a copy of the show, so you can actually listen to your reading again and again and again if you wish to do, if you want to listen to our dulcet tones again. So what I will do, I'll bring our first caller in. So here we go. Okay, area code 205. Can I have your name, please? Welcome to the show. Hello? Hello? Okay, I will try our next. Area code 111, your name, please.
Hi. Hello?
Hello, who am I talking? Your name, please.
My name is Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Europe.
Whereabouts in Europe?
In the Netherlands.
Okay, welcome to the show. I will hand you over to Luna. What's your question, please, Hannah?
Well, I do have a question. It's more about career or work, but I always think that if that's not the message that I need, I can open. But my question is about work.
Okay, Luna, can you start the reading off for us, please, Luna?
Absolutely. Okay, is there something specific about work? As we don't have much time, I want to be able to get you that solid answer. And you can always call for, you know, a more in-depth reading if you need for everything else. I do get that this is the most important thing at this moment for you. So is there something specific?
Well, I'm kind of stuck where I am at the moment, and I need to make a change, but the problem is I don't really know what, but I'm not so happy at where I am, and I'm just open for any message. I know it's quite vague, but anything that I need to know from Spirit or my guides with regard to this.
Okay, so the thing is it's time for you to move on. It's definitely time for you to move on. I see that you definitely are stuck at this moment, feeling like the financial worry is a huge thing. But my guides are telling me solidly that you just need to, you know, it's almost like just closing your eyes and pointing your finger and saying that's it and go, and it's going to be the right one. Your guides are making sure that you are going to get to the right place. So you need to kind of put it in Spirit's hand, and that's extremely difficult when it's your entire livelihood, but you've got to just trust here, because otherwise, I mean, it's just going to get worse where you're at. There's going to be several different things that come up that I'm seeing. So go ahead, you know, pick another place, go for it, walk out the door. It's going to be the best thing for you. I know that's kind of hard to
Well, where I am, it's quite stable. It's quite stable. It's not such a bad income, and it is very. It gives me a lot of security, but I'm not so happy in it. So it's this juggle of being grateful for having a job nowadays and being in the stable environment, but at the same time, it doesn't motivate me. It's not my passion. And
I completely understand. I am telling you that there's going to be some things that come up in this job that are not going to make it so good anymore. And it's going to kind of push you into this new direction naturally. You know, there really isn't a choice here. It's going to be okay, though. You go with your passion. You pick it. It's going to work. I know that it's going to work. Whichever job that you get is going to be even better than this one financially. There is going to be a slight waiting period. You know, this next job is going to be coming up within the next 2 months, okay, and for you. So keep looking right now. And in the next 2 months is when you should switch your career. You're going to start noticing things at the job that you're at already that are going to be happening. There's going to be a few people coming in that stir things up in a way that is very not beneficial for you. and could potentially cause problems. So now is just the time for several different reasons to move on. You know, it's been wonderful for you. It's been stable. It's about the boat. It's about to be rocked. So it's time for you to go live your passion, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hannah, yes. Are you, I mean, I tend to agree with what Luna says about I was getting the two month period here. It's clear that in that 2 month period I have you seeking sort of resourcing another income source or certainly a different job. But what I'm actually looking at here is I get the sense, are you actually considering leaving the Netherlands? Are you considering actually looking overseas, looking out in another country to actually work?
No.
Right, it's just
no,
all I want to say, what I want to actually say is I do have the sense of a connection with another country here. Now, whether that other country is some company that is from another country, I do get this conversation or this connection with someone or some entity from another country. That's the best way of putting it. But can I just ask you, first of all, before I continue, would it be your dad's dad, your grandfather, who has passed, and would he have had a sharp pain in his chest that I would anticipate would have been a heart condition? Because I am being connected to, and I'm just trying to identify who it is.
I'm not sure. I didn't know him that well, so I couldn't verify that for you.
Okay, it's just, I know I've got a connection from that side, and I know I've got that sort of, it's that pressure that you get with a heart condition. All I'm going to say is, I get a little bit of difficulty with you making a choice. Can I ask, are you in a limited market at all? I mean, you've obviously got a skill, you've got a career line. Is there any way that you have any limited choice at all with what you can choose?
Not really, but my limitation is more that I live in Holland, but I don't speak Dutch that well.
Okay.
So that's my biggest limitation. My partner is Dutch. He has been looking for work, and he said that he wouldn't mind working in a different country. So I don't know if that was
okay,
the
so
connection.
I'm actually picking. I'm picking up on your partner then. Question is: has your partner's grandfather on his father's side passed, please? Because I do have that a gentleman of that identity here with me.
I didn't know the grandfather, but yes, I think he had some heart problems.
Okay, so it's actually your partner's grandfather I've got, who is actually talking about your partner. And should your partner go overseas, would you be forced to go with him?
Not forced, but I would like to.
Okay, because I have to say that what I was seeing was you having to consider going overseas. What I always say to anybody who does any training with me, always say what you see and always say what you feel. And that's what I was actually getting here. So I was giving the information and then I was worrying about identifying it later. So I've got to say I feel 100% your partner's going to get an overseas job. I'm just wondering where your limit or your limited market comes in. I just feel that this is a long term plan that we have here. So you've not got to fret too much about your short term because your long term is about to completely change.
Okay. Oh, that sounds very exciting. I don't have any roots where I am now, and I'm quite open to go a lot of places. So it's exciting if that happens.
I as far as the timing goes, I'm reckoning June, July for both of you. It just seems that we're going to get through the rest of April. We're going to get into May. In the May period, there seems to be, I do see connections, communications, contacts. I do see that. And then June, July is that decision of, hang on a minute, I've got one here still in the Netherlands, and I've got one here. I'm not wanting to gravitate towards the UK, but I'm sort of in that direction. But maybe even Germany, maybe. I'm not so sure about France, but those are the sort of the directions that I get here.
Okay.
I'm going to leave it there, Hannah. I'm going to thank you so much for listening to the show, and it's wonderful that even Holland can hear our show now. That's absolutely fantastic. So thank you so much for calling in, Hannah.
Don't worry about anything.
Okay,
Hannah.
I
worry too much, Gina, but I know. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. So I'm going to try now and get to area 205 back in, because I know that 205 is still on the line. So area 205, are you there, please? Hello? No. Guys, shall go to our next caller. So we've now got area 516. Hello, 516, are you there, please?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Sandra, and I'm calling from New York.
Hiya, Sandra. And what time is it in New York today?
It is just about 4:45.
Because it's 6:45 in the morning for me. So it's what time is it for you, Luna?
It's now 3:43.
We've got three different time zones, right? So, Sandra, what's your question, please?
Well, I could ask about work, but something's telling me to ask about love.
Okay, Luna, are you able to talk about love for Sandra?
Absolutely. Do you have children already?
No, I do not.
Okay, are you planning on having children? Because I see a baby.
No, I wasn't planning on it. I'm kind of getting up there in my years, but if it happens, I guess it happens.
Okay, well, be prepared that it is a possibility, all right? Now, this is going to happen soon, but not too soon. You have a little bit of time here left, and you have plenty of time, definitely, to have a baby. Don't worry about your age at this point, because you are very healthy, so that I see. So now I do see that you've been a little bit stressed about a relationship you're in at this moment. Are you in a relationship, or are you just kind of getting out of one?
I am not in a relationship, and it's been about almost 3 years that I've been out of one. So I've taken a lot of time to just be on my own and just really kind of look at myself, look at the relationship, do work, you know, and I really want to bring in something different this time. So that's why I've taken so much time.
Okay. Now I'm getting that a water sign is this gentleman that's coming into your life is a water sign.
Okay.
I just keep hearing Pisces in my head. So,
well, I'm a Pisces, but I don't know. I don't usually get along with Pisces men.
Okay. I think he's Pisces, because I just asked again. I just said to my guides, all right, is it her that's the Pisces, or is it this man? And I do think that he is the Pisces. Now,
okay.
He's going to come into your life. I keep feeling like it's through family, but I'm also, the person I'm seeing is a very good friend of yours. Are you close with your family members, or is it just like a friend that feels like family?
Well, it could be either. I mean, I'm close with my family, and I also do have some friends that feel like family as well.
Okay. This one is a woman that you're I just keep seeing you just going out, and it's kind of a whim. It's one of those times when she just pulls you out and says, let's go.
Okay.
She's an earth sign. This woman is an earth sign. So I keep feeling like Capricorn, like January. So I feel like you already know her. Is there someone in your life that's an earth sign that you can think of?
No.
Okay.
No, it's she's both of them. One's a water and then one is a fire.
I saw the fire, and the fire, when is her birthday?
December. She's a Sag.
So she's the Sagittarius. Okay, yes. Okay,
yeah.
So I saw her, the Sagittarius, first.
Yeah, I don't think I have an Earth.
It is possible that I'm getting now that the Earth sign, the Capricorn, comes from the Sagittarius, okay? So this must be a friend of hers that becomes your friend here pretty quick. So talk to her about that. See if she knows somebody. And you guys are going to go out, and I keep feeling like you're going to meet this this man in the next couple of weeks. He's going to be very shy, though. He's going to be sweet and shy. I think that your girlfriends are going to be the ones that really go, okay, when's your, you know, they're going to be kind of teasing you about this. This man, I completely understand not getting along with your sign, your same sign necessarily. The male and female parts of your sign are totally different, right? But he's got this bond with you that is not just another new love coming into your life. And I really do feel that this preparation time that you've had from the last relationship has made all the difference in the world for you to be able to have this bond. I see that this man is not just someone that you date, that this is someone that you're going to spend your life with. And
well, I'm assuming
you're gonna
that's where
feel
the baby's
it.
Coming from.
Yes. You're,
right?
You're going to feel it. When you meet him, you're going to get that funny feeling in your chest and your stomach, and you're going to go, okay, this is weird. He's very attractive. I'm seeing him. He's not too tall, but he's taller. He's slender, not entirely wiry. He has a very, very good job. He's a businessman. I can't tell you, because my guides are telling me it's not so important at this moment exactly what he does, but I keep seeing him doing paperwork like in a law office. So I don't know whether he's actually a lawyer or not, but he's sitting in a law office doing a whole bunch of paperwork and dealing with finances and things. So he has a very, very good job. And he's pretty high up in it, which means he is able to have freedom, because I'm seeing that this is something that's very important in the bond of your relationship for the future, is that he has more freedom to spend with you at home. So your job is going to change slightly because of this. Once this, and that may be why, well, besides that, we all want to know about love, right? Maybe why you're focusing on love, because this is going to change your career and everything else too, obviously, if this is a lifelong bond. And it's going to kind of switch everything up with this baby and stuff. So I do see you moving. You're going to be moving from where you're at into a house. Do you live in the city right now?
No, I live in Long Beach, across the street from the beach, in an apartment.
Okay. You're going to be moving from an apartment to a house, which is still going to be close to the beach. So you're not going to move too far. I'm actually seeing it's a lot more expensive where you're going to be moving, but it's okay, because he's going to provide for that. But you're not going to be moving until closer to the end of the year. So it's going to be winter time, which is going to be a little bit harder to move for you that I'm seeing, but it'll be fine. He's going to make sure to take care of all the details.
It sounds pretty whirlwind. I mean, if I'm just meeting him in a few weeks and we're moving in with each other at the end of the year, it sounds like it's moving pretty quick.
Going to be a shock. I'm seriously, yeah, this isn't just like another guy that you're going to be dating. This is like a whole life change.
Sandra, what's interesting is that I'm sitting here chomping at the bit with the information I've got, and I'm clearly getting somebody who is on a friendship level or has been on a friendship level, or someone who clearly you know of, which would explain why it's such a whirlwind, because I'm clearly getting an indication. I'm getting the word friendship, so it is a strong feeling that I'm not saying that this is an ex-partner. I'm not implying that. But I'm just getting the feeling that it's someone that you would have known of before or be familiar with, or even an old school friend. I mean, it's that sort of vibration where you already have experienced a friendship with this person, and maybe you've been close to getting an involvement but have always backed off. But that's the sort of vibration I get here.
Okay. Well, I know friendship is very important.
It could be the soul bond, too. You know what I mean? Okay. Sometimes when I get that super friendship feeling, it's not someone that you actually have physically met. But when you do meet, I know with my husband, it was exactly like that. It was like we'd known each other forever, you know. But the friendship thing is definitely huge. It is someone that your friends know, but they may not be close to, you know what I mean? But it's not just a random stranger. It is connected to you. But in order for you to have such a huge whirlwind and have a family and move house and change your job and all of this stuff, I mean, oh my gosh, I can't believe that everything is just going to explode in a wonderful way for you here, fireworks. But it's got to be a soul bond. It has got to be something deeper than, you know, just another person in your life.
Oh, yeah. So absolutely. I wouldn't even consider having a child with someone without knowing that it was on that kind of level. So I'm glad that you're saying that. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay, Sandra. We'll I want to thank you. We'll leave it there. Thank you so
thank
much for calling
so
in.
Thank you so much, both of you. God bless.
I'm excited for you. Don't be scared.
Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your day, Sandra.
Yes, you too. Enjoy your evening and your day. Bye now.
Thank you, Sandra. Lovely talking to you.
Bye.
Okay, Luna, I think we'll just have ourselves a little bit of a tea break, just chance to get ourselves a cup of tea. So I'll play another Scorpion song. This is one of my personal favorites. So we'll be back in about 4 minutes and 37 seconds.
Okay, perfect. That sounds great.
Okay.
Okay, talk to you in a sec.
All right, then.
From
Okay, welcome back to Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. I am your host, Matthew James. In the guest seat is the wonderful Luna Greenman all the way from Texas. How are you finding the show, Luna? Is it to your liking, your taste? Are you comfortable? Are you happy?
Yes, I'm doing all right. Thank you.
Good. So I was talking to Rhiannon last night, and we were discussing what's to come with Faulkner Psychics. You're aware of it as well about the live streaming, aren't you? I thought we'd make the announcement here on the radio.
Yes, I am. It's going to be huge. This is going to be amazingly awesome. We're going to talk about Faulkner Psychics live stream and actually show everybody in physical live the churches that the money gets donated to in Canada and here in San Antonio, Texas, where I'm at. And Rhiannon is going to show everything that's going on, where the Faulkner Psychics business starts, how it all goes. You can see each, the readers that are highlighted at certain times live and really get to know us and what we're for, what we stand for, and how we work. It's absolutely brilliant. Rhiannon incredible.
It's going to be, I know from what Rhiannon was saying, was it's going to be a live stream on, it's going to be on an iframe, so you can put I can put the live stream on, say, for example, my public figure page, or I can put it on my web page, and everybody can actually see the reader and can actually interact with the reader in live time. It's going to be on a webcam, so I know it's going to be incredible. I just know Rhiannon's doing the right thing with it.
Absolutely. This is going to be really wonderful, and anyone in the world will be able to view it, and really see who we are. I realize that it's kind of hard just to look at pictures and words on the computer screen. Sometimes you really need the physical interaction. And Rhiannon just has the most incredible energy. She's absolutely brilliant, as does Hannah, who answers the calls and has been working 24 hours also, just trying to make this work for everybody. And it's going to be really great to be able to jump around all over the world and really connect with everybody and, the readers live. It's brilliant. Technology is amazing, and Rhiannon has got this all set up in the most magical way. It's going to be so perfect.
I can't wait. Do we know when it's actually going to be launched on live stream, though? Rhiannon didn't inform me of that. Do we know when it's actually going live?
We don't want to put it out there yet, because we're not sure the exact day yet. Still trying to figure out, the right day for everybody. We want it to start on the day when a lot of people worldwide are going to be able to see the first show. Because it's so huge, we just want it to be just the right timing. So still a little bit of a secret yet, but it's going to be very soon.
I mean, I know from what Rhiannon was saying, because I know anybody who knows Rhiannon, she is a perfectionist. She's got to be right.
Exactly.
It's got to be perfect. And she was saying to me, she said, look, I could use a £20 webcam, and I could set it up, and I could do it on a webcam, and I could do it now, but I'm not going to do that. I'm actually going to go into a studio. I'm actually going to do it professionally, and that's how we're going to do it. And that was what Rhiannon was actually mentioning to me. For me, it was last night for me, so I've had to, I'm excited about it.
This is wonderful, and you're right. She is a perfectionist. She is a brilliant businesswoman. She's an angel in many other ways. She just completely floors me every day with everything that she does. And she's the perfectionist in all the right ways, because she thinks of all the tiniest little details that end up making such a huge difference. And I mean, Faulkner Psychics is enormous, and the sanctuary is going to be completely life-changing for so many people. So this TV show just has got to be right, and it's going to be I personally feel like it's going to top any other TV stream that's going on, you know, with all these other psychic companies and everything else. It's not even about that at this point. It is, Faulkner Psychics is such a different business, and we are supporting a cause that is completely life-changing to people. This is not just a psychic service where you call to find out about your star signs and this and that and whatever, okay? You know, this is people's livelihood, their health, their spirituality, their emotional, mental state, their physical state, everything. This is, it's got to be just right, and it's going to make a worldwide just complete change. I mean, it's going to change the world. So the TV show is coming soon, still just fine-tuning some perfect details like the timing to make it just right, and, you know, after that, everything will, I mean, it'll just keep coming and keep getting better and better, I feel. So.
Awesome. Are you ready? Are you ready for the next call, Luna? I'll bring another caller in.
Yes.
Are you okay about that? We'll talk again shortly. I'm just aware that time's moving on a little bit, so I'll just bring our next caller in, and I actually have a name here. So.
Okay.
Paul, are you there, please? Hello, Paul? Paul? No, I shall... Paul, are you there?
Yes, can you hear
Paul,
me now?
You're there.
Hello.
I can hear you perfectly. Where are you calling from, Paul?
The UK.
Okay, Paul, what's your question for Luna? Because I'll let Luna start off.
I'll let her have a guess, see if she can pick it up.
Okay. Have I spoken to you before, Paul?
Yeah, last year, I think, mate.
Yeah, I know who you are. That's why I thought I'd bring Paul in, because I've seen you. You're on the chat line. I've not spoken to you for ages and ages, and I thought, you deserve a reading. You've been listening to the show for ages. So, Paul, I'll hand you over to Luna for now.
Thank you.
No worries,
Hi,
mate.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Luna.
Okay, what are you calling about?
Whatever spirit wants me to know. Anything, really, what you're picking up.
First of all, you need to take a big, deep breath. You're a little stressed out.
Right.
How's your health doing?
I'm okay, thanks.
You're all right?
Yeah.
Okay, you need to pay very, very close attention to your stress levels, and especially raising your kind of anger, frustration, all of these feelings, okay, because they're overwhelming you, and I am seeing your blood pressure rise like mad. You've got to be really careful with this, okay? Otherwise, you're doing pretty good, but you need to really work on this, and that's something that I see instantly, is you seem to be just bright, bright red, and almost like on fire. So, Try to work on some of those anger, frustration issues, okay? I know it's really hard with some of the things that you're dealing with right now, but it could potentially be very toxic for you if you don't try to balance that out a little bit, okay? So the other things that I'm getting, I'm seeing you driving somewhere, but that's not making sense. I'm trying to tell everybody, hurry up here, because we don't have much time. So I just keep seeing intense conflicts. Your head you're butting heads with someone right now that is just not good for you. Is this correct? Are you fighting with someone in your life right now?
No.
No?
Not so. No.
Okay. Perhaps it's yourself, because I keep hearing reflections in my mind, so perhaps you're just really frustrated and angry with yourself. Try to work on that, because everything's okay, all right? I just keep feeling like you're just totally overwhelmed, and the only person that can really help you with that is yourself. You need to not fear certain things, okay? Now, is there someone that you were wanting to communicate with again?
No, I just want to know if there's anyone, not really, I just want to know if there's a girlfriend coming into my life, what I was thinking about my spiritual path, which direction I was going to go into, but you never picked up on that. I'm not frustrated, I'm not being funny, I'm not frustrated or angry, there's nothing there. What you were saying.
Okay. All right, Matthew, would you like to take over at this point?
Yeah, I know, Paul, that I've definitely got indications of choice for you, and I've also got an indication of a missed or an opportunity that's not been taken. But the thing is, Paul, what's around the corner? I mean, it's only June. We're only talking about June here. We're talking about June, and we're talking about... I do have a block wall with you. This is maybe what Luna was picking up on. I do get a bit of a block wall, a bit of a frustration.
I know what you're picking up on. You're the third person to pick it up on.
I'm trying to get round it, and I'm looking and I'm thinking, I know what it is. I know exactly what it is. It's the person that you're about to meet.
Right.
And I believe it's the handful that you're going to meet. You know, when you're a light worker, you will always attract people, certain types of people to you.
Yeah, I understand that.
And if you are, I feel what Luna's got. I don't think Luna's wrong. In fact, I'm sure Luna isn't wrong. I'm picking the same thing up. I'm feeling the energy of the person that you're about to meet. And I do believe it's in the psychic field. I believe very strongly. I mean, I know for the listeners, I do know a little bit of background of Paul. I've done a reading for Paul, but it's about a year ago. So obviously Paul's life's moved on, but I do see Paul performing in some way, or demonstrating in some sort of way, or being in a spiritual church in some way, and having an admirer or somebody who is going to gravitate towards him. And she's probably going to be a divorcee or somebody who's come out of a tough relationship. I know from my own personal experience
that's
that
weird.
I've seen a lot of relationships formed in this way. It's the way that spirit works. They push and pull, and they get people together through a spiritual movement. And that's what I'm seeing here. So the frustration and all this that Luna is seeing, and the reflection, is what I understand is the person
is
you're
that
about
way
to meet. It's the other person.
Right, gotcha. That's very interesting. It's that soul journey thing
is that you've had that experience in your life, and you've had that trauma, and you've had that breakup, and you understand it, and you now have somebody coming into your life who's had that same experience.
Yeah, okay.
And it's a common theme with light work. It's the common theme that you do get like attracting light.
Gotcha. Yeah, that
makes
sense.
I'm hitting on a name like a Marie or a Mary or a Michelle, something of that sort of vibration.
Okay. That's interesting.
And I've got to say that I do pick you up being a little bit coy or a little bit shy, because I think with this information being given, I'm hoping it doesn't preempt you, Paul, to be a little bit shy or a little bit coy of meeting somebody in somewhere where there's a spiritual gathering.
Yeah, Right, okay. That makes sense.
You've actually delivered a message now, haven't you? You've actually done stand-up work yourself.
Yeah, I've done a few open platforms. Not done for about an hour and a half. Does been testing the water.
Right, it's just for the listeners from the States. Paul, I know Paul's capable of doing gallery readings. I'm doing this objectively in that I know a little bit about Paul's past and his background, like I've explained. But what I don't know is that Paul, or I'm not aware of, is what Paul's confidence levels are like. But I've got to say, Paul, what I see is you've almost got a black top on, or you wear black trousers. And I don't see it as a spiritualist church there. I've got to say it's somewhere else that you're doing this.
Right. I'll tell you in a minute. Go on. Carry on.
And the thing is that I definitely see some impressionable people that you're dealing and mixing with. And I'm not saying this girl is a no-no. I'm not saying that at all. All I'm going to be saying is you've got to keep your eyes wide open with this one.
Right.
Because the universe does provide, when it will provide what we ask for. Now, that is all I'm going to say about that matter. The universe will provide what we ask for.
Gotcha.
Now, I know I've got your mum's mum here.
My mum's mum?
Yeah.
My nan?
Yeah, she's passed, hasn't she?
Yeah, my nan has, yeah.
Right. And she inspires you.
Oh, right.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
She said it simply. She said it in simple terms. I inspire him, or he inspires me, or I inspire him. That's how I'm getting there.
Right.
And the apology is I know you're. I don't know personally, but I know that you're clairsentient. You feel other people's pain.
Right. Yeah. I do sometimes. Yeah.
And I know that. You will be feeling your nan from time to time, and I also know that you will be feeling this frustration that Luna was picking up about this person that is coming into your life.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Yeah,
and it will be a case of am I to get involved with this person, or do I back off, or how do I deal with this person? I say embrace it.
Yeah, I know how to deal with women who's been through that, because I've been through myself and a few others.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying that the universe is for light workers. They do send light to like.
Got you. Okay. You make me laugh.
And it's not that far off, because I definitely have to say I'm in June. I've got an opportunity in June. Not that far off.
I'll tell you something now, shall I? I can't get a job because of my disabilities, right? And jobs come up as a volunteer, as in the Hippodrome Theatre in Eastbourne. And I've got to wear black trousers and a white shirt. I'm going to be a husher.
Now, just to let everybody know, I don't know that information, do I, Paul?
No, I just got it today. I can't stop laughing. I said, I've got to wear black trousers and a white shirt. And it's in theatre.
You're going to meet someone there.
Yeah. And the blockage is probably me as well. And frustration is asking spirit where I'm going, what I'm going to do, and it's like, how can I put it? I know I've got to get off my back to go the way. But I would like to have the opportunity to put into my path, which direction they want me to do. I asked questions the other night about it, and it's the same sort of question. And I was saying yes, no, yes, no. Well, fair enough then, but I need this, I need that. So what's happened? And it's so frustrating they want me to go down this path, but I thought, okay, I'll do it, but where am I going to get the money from? And they said, yes, you can do this. And it's like banging your head against a brick wall. To say they want me to do a platform.
Luna knows that one as well. This path, Paul, is one of the most frustrating paths in the world, and you always get the dangled carrots. You always get, do this, do that, but where's the money going to come? Oh, the money will come, and you're always on a wing and a prayer with it. So all I'm going to say, Paul, is welcome to the club.
Thank you very much. I'd love to join it.
No worries, Paul. I'm going to leave, I'll leave you there if you want, if I can, Paul, because we've got callers.
Have a good one.
And you, Luna. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Awesome talking to you again, Paul.
Hey, mate. And kind regards to your family.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye.
I think that was a very interesting reading, that one, Luna, because you were obviously picking up on the person that was coming into his life.
It's very interesting sometimes, but it's very overwhelming when the emotion is so strong, you know. Sometimes it's hard to get out of that. I do feel that he had a lot of frustration going on, and it was starting to come out towards the end when he's kind of opening up about things. It's just so built up in there, you know, and it's hard.
It's true, though, about the spiritual path, isn't it? That
yes.
It's wing and a prayer most of the time, isn't it?
That is true, yes. You know, sometimes it's hard to find a balance, but it's a lot of work, but it's good.
It is good. I think we'll take another call, and then we'll have another music break. So let me have a look. Area code 520, are you there? Hi, what's your name, please?
This is Lisa calling you. Hello.
Lisa? Do you say Lisa? Because it's not a good connection. You, Lisa?
Yes, Lisa, I'm sorry.
That's okay. And where are you calling from, Lisa?
I'm calling you from Arizona.
I'll hand you over to Luna to start off with. Luna, I'll hand you over to the, I'll put you in the capable hands of Luna. Sorry, Lisa. What's your question?
Hi, Lisa. What's going on?
Oh, hi. Hello. I have a meeting. It's work-oriented. And that's going to happen on Thursday afternoon.
Okay.
And there are different people that will be there. They're all business connected. And there's someone by the name of Kathy who we clashed at one of the previous meetings, and I tried to make peace. I'm hoping, I'll ask you what you pick up on that.
Okay. So this meeting is going to be fine, okay? Try not to be too stressed out about her. She's not going to cause you more problems this time around. She's actually thought about it, and she's a little bit concerned. I keep feeling embarrassed. So, you know, she's feeling a little bit embarrassed about some of the things that were said professionally and personally. And I keep feeling that she will be a lot more respectful towards you this time around, okay? And it's actually going to be a very positive, fun meeting for you. So, you know, take a deep breath before you go in and just shake off the feelings that you have yourself about the whole situation, because it's over with now, all right? It's over with. It's been handled. You know, she's going to approach you a little bit about it, but it's going to be kind of a quiet apology.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's not going to be a, I'm sorry, but in her own way, she's going to apologize about what's happened, okay? And just show her appreciation for the way that you handled things and be, you know, shake your hand professionally, okay?
Absolutely. Good. Yes.
So it's going to be good for you. Don't worry. And, you know, like I said, she's going to do it in her own way, but you'll see it. It'll be okay.
Oh, yay. So we'll be able to work on projects together in the future, I hope.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. She understands now what the conflict was herself. And like I said, I feel a little bit of embarrassment. You know, she's come around full circle with it. And you guys will be able to definitely work on projects. You're going to be able to shake hands professionally, like I said, and just, you know, the ideas can flow back and forth without any conflict. So don't worry about it.
Oh, yay. Oh, I'm on my knees saying thank you.
Yeah, it's huge because what you guys are going to do is, you know, it's obviously huge for the company and for both of your careers to progress. So thank goodness that this is going to work out, you know, but this is going to be great for you, okay? And it's going to be all smiles and everything else. So look forward to
it. I love it.
Lisa, you're in a really good position here, actually, because I definitely get the same sort of feeling as Luna. I've got the feeling that she's lost her power. You're in the ascendancy here. She's a little bit uncomfortable about the situation. I get the feeling that you will have dealt with this lady for quite a while prior to this, and I don't think she wants to lose that connection personally. I just got the feeling that it was just the heat of the moment. That's exactly how I feel it.
Oh, thank you. It all makes so much sense.
Now, what I will say is that out of that meeting, I do feel strongly that there is another long-term project, or there is another project that is actually going to come out of this meeting or as a result of this meeting. Because I can only see things better or things getting better.
Wow. That's what I was hoping and praying for.
I got the danger sign at first, and I thought, well, the danger sign is if we let the grievance continue, or if you bear a grudge, or you hit back, or you retaliate. The best advice I can give here is to actually just pretend that it never happened.
Okay. Oh, I'll follow that advice. Good letter.
That's the easiest thing of all. Just pretend that it didn't happen. Because the onus is on her, because she's going to be uncomfortable. You're not uncomfortable. You've got your power here. You're in the power ascendancy here.
Just as I was beginning to pull away.
I know I've got a grandparent here. I know I've got a grandmother. I'm hoping I'm on your mum's side. I'm hoping I'll get more than just a validation. I've got your grandmother. But would you have recognised the grandmother who was pretty insistent, wanting to butt in, wanting to actually say something? She's biting at the bit here to actually want to say something to you.
Oh, okay. Sure. I'm thinking of
my understanding is that over the years there has been a little bit of bullying towards you, and there's been a little bit of jealousy towards you. That's the wording that I'm getting here, and this is it seems to be in a long line of people. It's because of your strength, and it's because of your caliber, and it's because of you that people are sort of jealous towards you. That's how I'm getting this.
Yeah, unfortunate,
Can you identify the grandmother who might have had a lung infection or a problem with her lung? Because my left lung seems to be really painful at the moment.
Well, probably. I wasn't there when she became ill. I just heard about things. And so I don't want to dismiss any of that, you know. And the other grandmothers, I wasn't really around when they...
Okay, I'm aware that she is emphasizing the need for you to get your energy levels right and get yourself in the right phase of state of mind for that meeting. It's a little bit like you'll fret the night before, or you'll have a sleepless night the night before, and then you're going to go into the realm of what did I fret for or what did I worry for, because it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Oh, I hope I don't lose sleep. I usually do, and I don't want to.
This is what is actually being emphasized, that the night before, get yourself a decent tea or get yourself something that is going to help you sleep. I mean, it's a case of getting that sleep, then you'll be completely revitalized the next day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I will follow that.
Oh, okay, Lisa, I will leave it there because the time is moving on a little bit. I'm going to thank you so much for calling in today.
I want to bless you both. Thank you.
Have fun. It's going to be great.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
Okay, Luna, it's time for a tea break again. I'm just going to play another piece of music, and then we'll go back in and take some more calls. So we've got about 5 minutes.
Sounds good.
I'll speak to you shortly.
Speak to you too soon.
Yeah. You give me a smile, a piece of your heart. You give me the fear I've been looking for. You give me your soul, your innocent love. You are the one I've been waiting for. I've been waiting for. Well, I've been a kid, a moment in time, forever young, just forever in love. When you came into my life, you take my breath away, 'cause you love. It's about his way in my arms. You make me dream by the look in your eyes. Been longing for. I wanna give you my soul, all my life. You are the one I've been waiting for. I've been waiting for. Take my breath away.
You are listening to Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. I am your host, Matthew James. Go over to my website at www.matthewjamesmedium.com to find out more about me, everything that I do, the phone readings, the Skype readings, the Light of Truth Oracle cards. I've got all sorts on there. I can't even remember what's on there. It's just crammed with all the information that I can about myself on there. In the guest seat, well, it's morning for me, and I know it's afternoon for my guests, and I know it's evening for some people who are listening, is the fantastic Luna Green Man. She is a colleague of mine on the Faulkner Psychics. It is a fantastic... the first ethical phone line. I'm just being harassed by spirits at the minute, so my head's a little bit out of sync. So I know I'm going to be being contacted too. Luna, are you still there?
I am. Yes.
I was getting tongue-tied then. Do you know what it's like when you lose your? I was losing my mind, and I feel like I'm losing my marbles here because I've got so many people harassing me at the minute. You've got to talk to me. You've got to talk to me.
I told you I dreamed it.
I know. I'm just realizing it's probably they're bombarding me. I'm being pelted here.
I'm sorry.
It's so funny. This is the thing is the what I call the armchair skeptic, or the person who's not experienced the mediumship path doesn't realize what it's like. It's a case of you renting it. The best way to put it is you rent out your mind space to someone else. And then when you want to get your mind space back, it's very difficult at times. So it's very hard to actually think straight. So I'm trying to be a medium, and I'm also trying to be a host. I'm also in the hot seat here that I'm going to do. I've got all the studio to myself. I've got no Mike Davis in the background who can come in if I muck things up. And I'm going, okay, which head am I wearing at the moment? I find it funny anyway. I don't know about anyone else, but I think we're doing a good job, Luna, tonight. We've had some good calls.
I think so. I think we're doing all right.
I think we should take another. In fact, I know that we'll take another call. So here we go. Hello, Michelle.
Hi.
Is that Michelle?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Where are you calling from, Michelle? Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. This is my first time doing this Skype thing, so my battery died on my phone, so I was like, I thought, oh, I don't want to harass you, but I wasn't sure, so it worked. Okay, I'm in Indianapolis. Yay!
You're in Indianapolis. And what time is it in Indianapolis? Because I'm at 20 to 8 in the morning, so it's still early for me.
I have 5:39.
You're at a decent hour. I'm so jealous because it's too early for me. I can't still think straight. Luna, you ready to take this to do another reading?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
I'm originally
Michelle, what's
from
your
Canada.
Question? Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Michelle, what's your call? What's your question, please?
My question is, I would like to know if there's anything around me that is suppressing me or attacking me, and who are my guides and angels?
Okay. Well, what I'm seeing initially is the only things that are really attacking you are your own fears. There are a lot of emotions and everything that from other people that you're picking up on. You know, you're being extremely empathic when you go out in public and kind of bringing home a lot of the junk that people kick off. You know, a lot of people, whenever they have a negative thought or even a positive thought, they just kind of put out a bunch of static. And you're absorbing a lot of this, which is causing you to be a little bit dizzy, overwhelmed, just kind of like in a big dust cloud, okay? So just recognize that you're actually not being attacked by anything besides your own fear, and also just allowing yourself to feel everybody else's feelings, which is kind of making it worse. I feel like this is where you're having a little bit of a struggle, because if you're so overwhelmed by just all the crap around you, then, you know, it's a little bit harder to get through that cloud and see something clear for yourself. So
but I protect myself, I pray, I try and shield myself. I don't know what else to do.
I completely understand. Sometimes you can do all the preparation in the world, and just because you allow yourself to be open at just that moment or something, it just sticks to you. Sometimes it even just sticks to your protection, you know, and then you make more protection on top of it, and like with energy, okay? There's a lot of people that actually make big bubbles around themselves. And, you know, I worked with this young child once who was having all sorts of problems, and they were feeling like he was being attacked by different spirits, and, you know, he was having nightmares constantly and waking up just crying and screaming, and he couldn't focus on his schoolwork or anything like that. So the parents came to me going, what is going on? We've tried everything, you know. They took him to energy healers, to Reiki people, to other psychics, to the therapist, counselors, and nobody could really figure out what was up with him. And when I looked at him instantly, I saw that, you know, everybody trying to build up all of this positive energy around him, you know, he was covered in all of this rainbow, this egg around him, like everyone had just tried to put protection after protection on him. And everything just kept getting stuck in between, and it had actually made him be in his own prison. It was a prison of light and love and, you know, everything
would
bright
that,
and beautiful.
Would that be causing me to almost be floating, almost like so disconnected, and it takes me 2 or 3 days, and then I got to get organized again, and I'm just flooded with getting focused. It's like I need, wow, could that be it? Where I just am like floating and so disconnected, and I can't get anything done. Hello?
Hello, Michelle. I think Luna's just dropped out again. So I know you can still hear me okay, can't you?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, so we've just temporarily lost Luna, so what I'll do is I'll get Luna back. But what I was actually...
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Michelle, are you still there?
Yes.
Sorry, it's a technical thing called I don't know what I'm doing because I'm on the switchboard for the first time. Somehow I got kicked off, but as I was trying to say, I just feel a lot of it is potential past fears with you that you've been experiencing. This is what I feel you need to overcome. I don't know if that makes any sense at all, but what
yeah.
I was actually getting was, like what Luna was saying to you, I don't think for 1 minute there's anything attaching to you but your own fears. This is what I was actually getting as well. I just got a failed relationship as a classic example that you've obviously had some relationship which has been particularly stressful or has been particularly upsetting, and for some reason set you back for I'm going to say a very long time, because it was a very long time. It set you back. I don't know if, I mean, would there have been one or two children with this relationship, or am I picking up that you potentially have two children spirit side?
Spirit side, my first husband, I had a child, but he came in and was like a father to him, but I did lose a child with him.
Okay,
and
it's just
for 15 years.
I have to acknowledge this, you see, because this seems to be the big bubble, or this seems to be the big stopping point for you coming to terms with this situation.
Okay, yeah. It's coming to terms with it, and there's a part of me that I go, I know this has got to not be, because he wasn't good for me spiritually, and I've been told we were many lives together, and it just, we split for 5 years, then we got back together, and my mentor told me it wouldn't work unless he was spiritually where I was, so doing all the work I did and going backwards really shook me, because it is still haunting me, and it's been 2 months since I've disconnected with him. And, you know, I did cord cutting and everything, but he'll still come into my my thought process. He'll still come in with, you know, a lot of confusion, a lot of sadness, and I need it to go so I can move to do what I'm here to do.
What I would actually recommend, if you can, is find yourself a hypnotherapist or find somebody who can just really deal with your subconscious about reprogramming that connection. That's potentially the best advice that I can give, because it isn't an attachment. It's just something that you have to somehow learn from and move on from.
I'm actually trained in hypnotherapy as well. If you can call in on the Faulkner lines, I would be happy to help you. I can do it long distance.
Okay.
There you go, Michelle. Luna can help you out there.
I can help you with all of this here. If you're willing to call in on the lines, we can do a whole lot of work to be able to work you through this and help you move on. It is definitely time for you to move on. And, I completely understand that when someone is in your thoughts at all times, even when you feel like they shouldn't be, it creates that prison around you. So it's time to get rid of that, you know.
What are the lines that you call in?
Okay. Here, are you in the chat room?
I'm on Skype.
Okay, you're on Skype. Let me get you the phone number right now, okay? And it's toll-free, so you're not going to pay anything for the call at all right? You're only going to have to pay for the reading. And the phone number for the U.S., are you ready?
Yeah.
It's 1-855-437-1381.
Okay, 437-1381. But there's nothing spiritual going on. This is all just mental in my head, of subconscious.
It's just something that you've got you personally to deal with, and I can see that there is no attachment with you.
Okay. Wow.
You don't have any negative energies around you or anything. Sometimes, honestly, these type of situations, and like I said, and picking up all of the just extra stuff that's going on, just makes this swirl and can cause even more problems, than anything really attacking you. And you're stuck inside of it. So, I really... honestly feel that that's what's going on, but you can get out of this, and it's time for you, and your guides are directing you to move on. Now, if you do call in on the line, we can go ahead, and I will be able to help you actually see and feel your guides even more. There's some techniques and everything that I can walk you through to help to get, work through this and to be able to communicate
Luna,
with your guides.
I'm gonna have to interrupt you there, because we're down to about the last 5 minutes, so I'm gonna have to say goodbye to Michelle there. I just hope we've been a help for you, Michelle.
Okay, I'll just call in and find out more.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. It's 1-855-437-1381.
That's all. We're down to 5 minutes, Luna. It's been fantastic having you on the show. We did have a little bit of a technical hitch, which we did get round because I just called myself back in again. But, I mean, for all the callers, it's still, everybody who's still listening, it's a learning curve for me here. I'm still sort of got the switchboard, and I'm still sort of learning what to do. So
it's okay. I think we did just fine,
We did just fine. Yeah, I just
made it more entertaining.
That's right. So it's been fantastic having you on. I hope we can have you back on in the near future. We can have you on again, because I would love to have you back on.
Thank you so much. I would love that as well, and I look forward to the opportunity.
Thank you for that, Luna. Just for anybody who's listening in Australia, I'm planning Conversations with Spirit 2 this Wednesday night. It's Wednesday evening for us at 8 till 10 o'clock. I will announce it on Facebook, and I will put the show up. I am planning on having Polly on off the circle. I'm trying to remember her name, Sharon Tunbridge. She is a POM like myself. She's in Auckland, and she is very witty. She is very funny. It will be an awesome show. Now, until then, until next time, I look forward to doing the show for everybody again. Same time next week, Conversations with Spirit next week. Until then, I'm going to leave you with my favorite Scorpions song of all time, and that is called The Best Is Yet to Come. And I will look forward to the show next week. So bye for now.
Thanks for having me, Matthew.
Thank you, Luna.
Nothing dancing wrong. It's taught you how to sing. It's taught me everything I know. And though the night is young, and we don't know if we live to see the sun, the best is yet to come. I know, you know, that we've only just begun. Through the high, and how can I live without you? You've left a part of me, and you've always been the one keeping me forever young. And the best. Don't just never